Dan Menigan with a little bit of news involving one of the beloved members of the 2016 Cavaliers NBA championship team.
Shams Charania, ESPN, the Clippers, Jazz, and Heat have agreed to a trade that sends Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to the Los Angeles Clippers, and Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson, and a 2027 Clippers second-round pick to the Utah Jazz, sources tell Shams Charania of ESPN.
That trade, I like it for Miami. I like it for the Clippers. And Utah just keeps bringing guys in, out, moving them around, collecting draft choices. At some point, the Ainge family is going to decide, let's get some talent in here and try to compete. Powell will be good for Miami. Collins will be great for Ty Lue. And Kevin might retire.
Oh, I bet he gets bought out.
That's better. I could see him playing in Utah. Or retire. I just saw there was he was on Instagram or something. They were on vacation. He and Kate were on vacation, just chilling.
Gee, Andy, following Kate Bach on Instagram. Huh?
Actually, it was Kevin. Kevin was the one that posted it. So.
I bet.
And by the way,
I'm sure he was. Andy,
she was very, very good for our city. So I don't want to hear you're sarcastic. Can't you appreciate her for all she's done for this city?
Oh, I can.
She made our city look good. Let's not kid ourselves.
I just refrained from stalking her.
Why? Because I talked to her a couple times, and she was very nice, and Kevin was very nice.
You're pretty.
Oh, okay.
Ding!
Okay. This is the guy. Jeff Phelps has all kinds of riz, man. Let me tell you. None, zero, zilch. Thank you.
I'm just telling you. When she was on our show, that was just brutally fun.
Are you laughing at what I just said, or are you laughing at what he said? Or are you just laughing at him cutting me?
I'm laughing at the memories of having K-Pac on the show.
It was a little awkward.
You said she was on the show. One thing.
How many supermodels do we have on this show, Jeff? Because you need to look in the mirror. I need to look in the mirror. Dan needs to look in the mirror. There aren't a lot of supermodels that are talking to the three of us.
I wake up every day and go,
oh my God, what does my wife see in me? And she says the same thing.
That's exactly right.
And don't think your wife doesn't think the same thing.
I just remember you said one thing to her, and it was you said something about us being her dad or something like that.
We could be her dad. I was trying to be nice.
Okay, Andy, that's great.
I was trying to be nice. Come on, man.
And she went,
She did not. She was cool about it.
Well, I wish Kevin luck.
I do too.
And we'll see where he ends up. So here's the deal, Andy. You've lost 10 straight. At the start of the game yesterday, okay, and we're not going to just sit here and rag on the Guardians. We have a course of action, okay? But we have to set some of this up.
Here's what I got. My buddy DT is driving down to Columbus. He goes, is this a Guardians Therapy Monday?
No. No, it's not.
Okay. It feels like it.
Okay. At the start of the game yesterday.
I think fans would like to get some stuff off their chest.
By all means, 216-474-0092. Go ahead and complain about the organization. Say you love Jose. Whatever you want to say, we're here for you. At the start of the game yesterday, 5 of the 9 hitters in the Guardians lineup were hitting under 177. How is that even possible to have half of your lineup not even under 200, Andy, under 177, for God's sake? How do you stay in the major leagues when you're hitting under 177?
Because you can hide next to other guys that have really bad batting averages just like you. It's not as bad as 174.
How is that possible? I'm not trying to be funny. How is it possible? First of all, most major league teams don't have two guys hitting under 200 in a lineup.
Well, is the front
oddly enough, there are a lot of guys with bad batting averages in the major leagues this year.
Is the front office too married to these guys then? Is this what the problem? DeLauder may be hurt or may not be 100% or maybe they just want to make sure he is 100%. But man, they owe it to the fans that watch a ton of garbage baseball over the weekend. What they score in 2 innings all weekend? At least I'd rather watch DeLauder fail than what we've been watching. Like you just said, Jeff, you got guys hitting less than $150, $175. It's brutal. So bring him up. If he's going to get hurt, let him get hurt here, at least trying against the bigs. What happens if he gets hurt in Columbus and we don't see him? How about you can't tell me that if Bezzano wasn't here right now, everyone, if he wasn't hurt, everyone would be screaming for him. Everybody would. Well, he was the number one overall pick. Why isn't he here? Why isn't he here? Well, we know he's hurt, and that's why he's not here. But I mean, this is just frustrating. It's like, I'm not saying make a move to make a move, but you just laid it out perfectly, Jeff. What is it going to hurt to take one of these bats out?
Okay, here's the thing. Though I agree with you, I'm ready to see Chase DeLauder. I'm ready to see CJ Cephas. I get all that. That's not the big thing to me. I've mentioned this before. It's worse. They've had 18 guys bat this year. 9 of the 18 guys are hitting 173 or lower. And then you got a couple other guys hitting under 220. It's this, Andy. It's time to just go ahead and admit this team's not built to compete this year. The pitching has been really pretty good all the way around. I know Cade Smith had a rough one the other day. Cade Smith's your closer in waiting. He's ready to go. He had a tough game yesterday. That was bad. The pitching's been pretty good. Your starting pitching's been pretty good. Luis Ortiz may never pitch in the major leagues again. We'll find out. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll be completely vindicated. There's no issue, whatever. He may never pitch in the major leagues again. Shane Bieber may never pitch for this team again. He has an option for next year. The time, I think, has come to say, hey, look, it's not happening this year. And not that you can get a whole lot for a lot of these things for these guys, because they're not playing very well, and that doesn't make them very attractive. It's time to trade anything that's not nailed down that you don't think is on this team next year.
But do you think
beyond.
They will? Because
no,
look, Andy, they won't. But
here's why. With Carlos Santana, who's a free agent, with Lane Thomas, who's hurt again, not hitting well, and hasn't played that much, only 39 games. Lane's been a mess. He's hitting only 160, and that's a shame because I think he's a great dude and a pretty good player, but he's just had a rough go. David Fry, he's hitting 148. David's messed up. He's coming and he can't do anything except DH for you, and your DH is hitting 148. What are you doing there? That's not good. With these guys, they've lost 10 straight and can't score runs. So it's not like you're giving up anything that's helping you win baseball games or do anything productive. Carlos is terrific. He's a pro. Find some team that needs a bat and get him out of here. And you trade him for low-level prospects. That's all you're going to get for these guys. Get hitters. Get hitters now. Shane Bieber is trying to come back from the UCL transplant surgery, ligament transplant, Tommy John surgery. If he's good to go, have him get scouted, okay? I'm sure scouts are looking at him. Trade him. He has a player option next year. If Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff can talk to his agent and say, are you picking up your option next year? And they say, well, we're not sure. Okay, we're going to trade you. If Shane Bieber says, yes, I'll pick up my option for next year, then I'd hang on to him, and I'd use him next year as a starter and maybe this year. Otherwise, I'm trading him. If he's not guaranteeing me that he's picking up his option, I'm trading him. And I'm going out and getting some power hitter who I like who's in A ball for some team. This team needs to change the way that it's operating, A, right now, and B, the way they're training their hitters, Andy. Because who's knocking on the door? Maybe DeLauder. Maybe Cephas. Yeah. Who else?
I'll wait.
You exactly. It's time to bring in some young bats and see if you can train them up, because you're not developing hitting right now. I mean, your young guys are just, Manzardo's hitting 217. Schneeman has fallen off. He's hitting 213. Naylor's at 173. I mean, come on, man.
How do you feel about being third in the third worst team in fielding.
Rookie, and there's that.
And I mean, the errors are continuing to pile up.
It's just anything you have that you think is of value that you don't think is going to be a part of your team either next year or maybe 2 years from now. I think you need to trade, and you need to bring in as many bats as you can. The team is still developing pitching, Dan. Their pitching is still good, starters and bullpen. That will carry you. Get some bats in here now. And you're not hitting with these guys. You're not scoring runs with some of these guys. Get them out of here and try and load up in the farm system. I think the time has come and to just admit this season is not going to happen for you.
So are you both on full-blown eject button?
No, because here's why. Because suddenly, maybe you do make a trade and you get one or two bats in here, and some of these guys that are hitting under 200 can get back over like 220. I mean, I'm being super optimistic. I'm also maybe trying to weigh in the fact that, you know, they're playing first place teams right now, which doesn't help. You got to play them at some point. So I'm not going to make that excuse, but they are playing good teams right now. You know, they're going to end up back-to-back nights against two of the best pitchers in baseball. And, you know, maybe you do make one or two trades, but that I don't have any trust in them in being aggressive to try to climb back into the wild card race. I keep going back to the Savali trade.
So why?
Like, the Savali trade told me everything I needed to know. And I think it's the trade that irritated Tito to say, he put his hands up in the air and he goes, you know what? I don't feel good and I need to feel better. And then he ends up coaching in Cincinnati. Like, who didn't think he was going to come back to the bench? And I think that was one of those, there's a philosophical split that happened at that point in the organization. And maybe it was brewing at that point anyway, but when are you going to throw up the? Are you going to be aggressive and try to get back in it? Remember, they weren't too far out, and they were like, white flag, and they're like, maybe we should bring in a couple more veterans. Like, what are you doing? That was the first time I would say in like 25 years I've ever said, man, they like, are they retreating on this? What's going on?
Let me ask you this. This to me sums it up completely. Look at the position players on this team. Anybody other than Jose and Stephen Kwan, who you think, we got to keep them. Is there anybody? There isn't for me.
You're not talking about starting pitching, right? You're not.
Nope. I'm just not messing position with players. Yeah. Just position players. There's nobody other than Jose and Kwan who I think you'll get hurt by moving. And it doesn't mean some of these guys won't become pretty good players, but you know. Somebody want Manzardo? I'd prefer to play him here. Trade Carlos.
He had major opportunities to be a game changer over the weekend and didn't
do it.
And
I know.
Came up empty.
Well, how about if we give him tons of at bats?
If I was Manzardo, first thing I do is shave my mustache. He needs a change. He's got to fix things up here.
Like this is my thing.
You're platooning guys like crazy. Maybe it's because they can't play, but maybe they could play better if you weren't platooning everybody. I don't know.
I feel like there needs to be a cage rattling move, something to break
Absolutely.
Up the staleness inside of their book. And maybe it's a trade. Maybe it's exactly what you're saying. Trade somebody. Maybe it's sending David Fry down to AAA. Maybe it's Kyle Manzardo down to AAA. Something of an established person in that clubhouse going, no, this is not working. You need to go somewhere else and wake everyone else up with it.
The one thing we need to remember about David, yes, he's hurt. He's also 29 years old and has had one solid season in the major leagues, and yet they've put him in at DH and they're giving him at bats even though he's hitting 148 and can't throw. I do not get it. I'm past the point of thinking that anybody coming up from AAA is going to make any big difference here. You have half a team that can't hit 180. You have half a team, 9 of the 18 batters who have stepped into the batter's box for this team this year are hitting under 180. Come on, man.
We're 3 losses away from setting a franchise record in longest losing streak in franchise history.
How does one guy hit under 180 and stick in the majors, let alone half a team? Half a team.
Losing streak sitting at 10, kids. 10. Ouch.
Half of these guys are hitting under one. Austin Hedges, God love him. Great, real good defensive catcher. He's hitting 115.
It's the catcher. It's the manager's.
He's hitting 115.
But he's the manager's pick, Jeff. I mean, There's always a guy on a team that's a manager or a front office pick. I don't know if it's definitely Steven, but there's always one guy on the team that's like that. And I, to be honest with you, if it helps out in the clubhouse, I'm okay with it. But yeah, they can't. Seriously, guys, could they not upgrade at the catcher's position? Is it that hard?
John in Major Kenzie, League Baseball? John Kenzie Rodriguez is hitting 146. Or is it Jonathan Noel? Each guy is hitting 146. They're both hitting 146. Oh, my God. David Fry seems like a great dude. Finally got his chance last year, made the All-Star team before he fell off the second half of the season, probably because of the elbow injury. I'm sorry. David is not a major league hitter right now. Send him to AAA and get somebody else in here to DH.
Especially because he can't play a position?
He can't throw.
I know.
So how can you DH a guy who's hitting 148?
Yeah, I don't see what the value is there. I agree with you.
I don't
Unless he's going to hit over 300 or close to 300.
How about 250? Take 250.
Yeah.
Can he hit 250? And he seems like a great guy. I don't know, David. He seems like I've heard nothing but wonderful things about him. He's hitting 148. Get him out of here. Send him to AAA and let him find a swing. And if he can't find it, then move along. He's 29 years old. It's not like you're nurturing a young player and bringing him along. I don't know. I don't understand why he's
Do we
DH.
Want the reality of this? Does anyone want the true reality of this?
Share it.
And I'm not trying to be the...
They traded for Lane Thomas. Poor guy's injured. He's hitting 160.
Jeff, they're 17 days away from the Browns opening camp and having four quarterbacks
in camp. They're going to be...
And no one is going to care about
without
them.
Without question. It's time to see if they think anybody, and Chris Antonetti just said what it takes to bring these guys up. If they think anybody is ready, you're not going to ruin them by bringing them up and having them fail. I mean, you've got half a team that's doing that right now. Half of the guys who have hit for you this year are hitting below 174.
What stinks is if there was just one or two guys in the roster, you're like, okay, let's just stick it out. But it's more than. Yeah, you can't play that way. And unfortunately, you know, you may end up letting somebody go that has a fantastic career down the road. It just happens. You can't be afraid to make a mistake at this point.
I agree. Harold's in Cleveland. Harold, welcome to the show.
Harold.
Hey. Excuse me. I was having breakfast. But you know what? I heard Antonetti talking out of both sides of his mouth that I wanted to throw the radio right across the room. What is with this guy? And Dolan, all the lousy teams the Indians had in the 60s, they never lost more than 12 in a row, and these clowns are going to probably end up with a 15-game losing streak because of Antonetti and Dolan, and they're getting 30,000 crowds to watch this garbage, and nobody's going to show up eventually. Why? They got to the ALCS on Francona's team. Now they got nothing.
All right, Harold.
Well, vote did get him there last year.
Yeah.
Deals, yes.
The weird thing
and
is...
In the 60s, they had two 10-game losing streaks. 69-70 is the way it's written.
It's a losing streak.
In 69, they lost them.
They're losing games. I think it's bigger picture than looking at a 10-game losing streak.
Oh, it spanned over two
seasons. You have a team that can't hit. And it's not fielding well. I mean, those are two of the big three things in baseball. Pitching, really pretty good. The organization has to rethink the way that they're A, scouting hitters. It's my A-B thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously not scouting hitters very well because you're not bringing top-notch bats into the organization, apparently. Because where are they?
Well, I just think the power play on bringing a middle infielder seems to have not, it's not there now.
Well, the middle infield thing is blown up. They have a bunch of them, and none of them are worthy of playing time. I mean, seriously, who are you going to play? Gabe Arias? I'd play Gabe. He's looked okay, but he's not hitting very well. Obviously, he's got to get healthy. Right?
Yes. Can we take a moment and thank the White Sox for just existing? Thank you, White Sox.
Tom's in Mentor. Tom.
Tom.
Hey guys. Unfortunately, I think they just got to cash it in this year and try to make a couple of deals where they could maybe bring in some more people, you know, younger guys and build them up. But
agreed.
There's no way that this team's bouncing back. I mean, like you just said, Jeff, half the team's hit 170 or lower, and they've been in the lineup for quite some time. It's not like they've been in the lineup for a couple of weeks here. I mean, they've been playing all year.
Tom, you want me to make it worse? Of the 18 guys who have hit for this team this year, only three guys are hitting higher than 238. Think about that.
Yeah. Now I don't know what Gutierrez is doing in Toronto, and I don't think he's having a real great year himself.
You mean Jimenez?
Jimenez, I'm sorry. But I got to believe, man, that guy's glove alone probably won us half a dozen games last year, at least. And right now, they're throwing the ball all over the place. I mean, it's comical. They look like the Bad News Bears. I mean, it's
yeah, they have the third worst fielding percentage in baseball, or in American League.
I've never seen him play like this. I mean, defensively, this bad, and it's got to be three or four decades, at least. Since the 80s.
And combine it with the hitting, Tom, and you have no chance to win.
No, they're done. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. I mean, it's a pretty much washed out season, and try to get what you can get, and maybe Bieber comes back next year, like you guys were saying, and try to keep the pitching still intact, because that's the only thing that's really giving you any hope for a future, you know, for the future. But They got to get bats, man. And not just one bat or two bats. They need several bats.
They need about five. Yeah. They need about five bats, Tom.
Yeah. And they need to bring their gloves with
them. Yeah, that's true. They do need to bring gloves.
Tom, thank you very much.
Hey, Dan, what's your drop-dead number in the wild card race to say, okay, it's over? Do you have a drop-dead number there, kind of?
No, because you get three teams in now. So I think when you start hitting double digits, maybe. But even that wild card is just, I mean, for lack of better terminology, it's wild. But you legitimately have three teams that can find their way in.
Still, they're
and at any point, guys can just tank out.
But guys, have you seen anything from the offense of this team that makes you think that they can catch up in the wild card?
And
you're seven games out. That in and of itself is tough.
With five teams to hop.
That's the catch, Andy. I see, that's the thing. The idea of catching up seven games.
It's actually six.
And hopping five other teams. Six, because it's who the Yankees need, right now.
Well, no, to get that Seattle's got the last spot.
To get
spot
that
right
spot,
now.
You've got to hop six teams.
Yeah.
That combination I don't think is possible for this team. And I'm not going to say I'm okay with it, but that to me is just like, okay, you need to go ahead and change things up. And it's not worked out. Admit it that it hasn't worked out. And if somebody wants David Fry, great. You can trade David. But who's going to trade for a guy who can't play a position and is only a DH and is hitting under 150? That's not happening. Who's going to trade for Lane Thomas? A guy who, if he was healthy, you'd keep. Except he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, which means you might move him anyway. If he was healthy, you might sign him. But he's not hitting, and he's injured. You're not going to get anything for him. And you've got Carlos Santana. Who's going to give you a whole lot for a guy who's, you know, 40 and hitting okay? Whatever you can get, you got to, I mean, Emmanuel Clase.
I smell middle-of-the-road double-A player.
Emmanuel Clase?
Which, by the way, wasn't that what he was when we originally got him?
I think he was lower than that.
When that was a trade. It was Casey Blake, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The first time we got him.
Would you move Emmanuel Clase? Absolutely, I would. I think you have shown that you can develop bullpen arms to the point where you'll find somebody else to be a closer. Whether it's Gattis, whether it's Cade Smith, if you could trade Clase, and I don't want to trade him, but to an organization that thinks they have a chance to win it all this year, I saw a trade, a team that said it was an ESPN thing. What every team should do at the trade deadline. And it said the Guardians should trade Emmanuel Clase. And it said the Philadelphia Phillies should trade for Emmanuel Clase. If you could get two close to major league ready bats for Emmanuel Clase, you got to do that. I mean, what good is a closer doing you right now?
You don't need him.
Well, he's not doing anything for you.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything for you. Jeff's in Massillon. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Very, very interesting. And it is a Guardians therapy Monday, yeah, for sure.
But, amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Jeff, you're spot on. I mean, your last comment about Clase, here's my thing about that is, do you So we get two guys that are close to major league ready. Do we have the coaching staff to continue to develop a hitter? We don't have a very good track record. I mean, whatever happened to Oscar Gonzalez? What happened to John Kenzie? I mean, none of these guys became major league power hitters, but when they came up, they sure looked the part.
Yes, boy, that's a great point, Jeff.
I mean, that's a question I've got right now, and I'm all for moving Class A, and I was really for it until I saw Cade Smith blow up yesterday, but that's not his track record.
No.
But, the other thing that disturbs me is I sit here and I look at a guy like Jose Ramirez, who gave this town or gave this team, an organization, a huge discount to stay here, and he's got nothing to show for it at this point. And that just irritates me that if I feel like they're taking advantage of this guy and they're not building a team around him. Dolan better start investing in the team, because one of your previous callers, and I think Andy said it, the Browns are right around the corner and nobody's going to show up. They got to stop putting beer gardens and ice cream stands and burrito, bowls together and start putting a team together.
Well, Jeff, the other part about it, though, and sometimes I think we forget about this, there's an option to buy for David Blitzer and Matt Collin coming up in 2028. So let's see what happens. And I wonder
that's a lot of baseball between now and then, Andy.
I know, but it's also,
I mean, that's this season and two more.
Who knows? Would John Sherman have had the team by now?
Who knows?